This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's Christmas Eve, which means Christmas music playlists are nearing an end. Most of what we hear was written decades ago. White Christmas, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and my personal favorite, albeit less played, A Marshmallow World. Every year, there are new takes on the classics, and a few ambitious songwriters trying to write new ones. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the economics of holiday music.
Every year, we get a whole slew of new takes on old Christmas tunes. This year, we've got Sam Smith, The Pentatonix, Lady Gaga, and Tony Bennett. Why keep rehashing the same old material? Sure, there's the holiday spirit. And then there's money.
Josh Groban's over 5.5 million sales on his album Life to Date.
David Bakula is with Nielsen Entertainment, which tracks music sales and streams. He says we keep buying the Christmas classics.
But you also get artists that are more mainstream. You know, Kelly Clarkson was the best-selling holiday title last year.
Christmas albums fill a strong seasonal demand, says Pinky Gonzalez, an entertainment and digital media strategist. Stores and radio stations want to play holiday music 24/7, often for months.
So in order to stay in that rotation, artists will produce music that's playable for that time of the year.
Gonzalez says artists might also release Christmas recordings to help fill their contract quotas with their labels. And then there's always the tiny, tiny chance that just maybe you'll hit the holiday jackpot.
So you never know. A song people are not familiar with, sung by an artist or a group that they are, has the very outside potential to become a new Christmas classic.
Like Mariah Carey's 1994 song, which is the gift that keeps on giving.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.